ourselves, Darren.
Darren, how you doing? Dennis calling back.
Okay, and here's the other thing. Montana Financial Commercial has done a lot for me, and I don't have to sit out there and throw my financials around and all that. We're a very stable company when in the oil field. I just don't want to have to go through the whole nine yards of pulling out financials year after year after year and trying to send them in and all that stuff. Is that something y'all are going to be asking for?
You know, I don't think so in this case. We'll probably just need to see 3 months of bank statements, just the first page, the application, and a quote for the equipment. That's all I should need.
Okay. That's probably pretty easy.
Yeah.
What's your finance rates right now?
You know, I had a guy qualify for a 3.7 not too long ago, but it's really just all over the board. They're going to look at your business credit, personal credit, you know, time in business, industry type. It sounds like you guys are a good, solid business all around. So,
I kind of quit factoring and I try to do all this on my own. I got a little bit over $400,000 out there in open receivables, but I started factoring just one company to start getting cash flowing here. So we got probably a little over $500,000, $600,000 just floating.
Okay.
We're doing pretty well.
Yeah, sounds like it. Especially you know, if you're still in the oil business right now and you're doing well, then you're going to be doing all right for a while, I think.
Dude, I'm growing, man. We're making profit. I went out and bought me 3.5 acres building headquarters down there in Alvarado, Texas, nice. Just south of Fort Worth. Here next month, I'm going out to Odessa. I'm looking for 10 acres to put a shop up. That's where we're doing most of our work. Yeah, but I want to do it all kind of cash. I don't want to have a bunch of finances.
Gotcha. I don't blame you. I can't say I blame you when you're in a good state where you can actually, you know, afford to buy 10 acres here and 3 acres there and not be...
Well, the best thing you can do is probably send me something over. Just try to get me in something where, man, I'm not going 10, 12% in financing. I'd just rather pay cash if I want to do something like that.
No, I haven't seen anything that high in a while, to be honest with you. I mean, I have, but it's been for, like, startup companies and stuff like that, so I don't think that's going to be your case at all. But, Darren, the email I had for the company in the past was just slopez@excelexpeditors.com.
I fired her 2 years ago.
I think it's about the time we started talking, actually. No, I talked to you about Stacy, right?
Yeah, Stacy. She hasn't been here since 2013.
Gotcha.
Or maybe early 2014.
I don't know. It may have been someone else, but it looked like I started talking to guys last year back in January. But she was working on
the
contract.
The thing about it, you were talking to all the wrong people. I'm the only one you can talk to.
Yeah, I think I did talk to you in February of last year.
Most of the time, I'm pretty rude. Nope, I don't want it. I'll just pay cash. That type of deal.
But you know, I'll try to catch you on a Friday.
We're signing a $25 million contract. I just got back from Houston for signing it.
Right on. That's cool.
So, well, tell me what you want me to do, and I just don't want to have to do a whole lot of work.
I hear you. Shouldn't be too bad for you. What's your email address, Darren? And I'll.
It's just like S. Lopez, but it's D as in dog, Pearson, P-I-E-R-S-O-N.
P-I-E-R-S-O-N. Yeah, actually, I was born in Stephenville, Texas, and I graduated high school from Comanche, Texas, so if you know where that's at.
Yep.
Probably.
Well, we do oil field all down towards that area.
Off the 37?
Yeah.
I-37 or whatever. I graduated in 95 and joined the Marine Corps, and I've put Texas in my back pocket to move back to, but I was an electrician for a long time, and I'm like, I'm not going to, if I don't have to work out in that heat as an electrician, then I'm not going to.
Yeah, but are you out of California?
Yeah, we're actually in San Diego is where I'm at right now.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's got its ups and downs. The fishing is pretty good, though, so I can't complain.
Yeah, well, it's a good place to visit, but California is just a terrible place altogether. I mean, it's not bad, but your governor and the politics and all that.
Yeah, politics are horrible.
Emission control and all that stuff, just terrible out there.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, I kind of turn my eye to all that stuff. I vote, and you can imagine who I'm going to vote for, so it doesn't matter here in California. Everybody is so damn liberal. Well, not really here in San Diego, but, you know, like up in San Francisco and L.A. and stuff, and there's just so many minorities that this is about the only place I'd be, and it's getting pretty bad here in San Diego, too.
Y'all are going to vote for Hillary out that way, I think.
A lot of them will. I won't. But what sucks is that the college votes count, you know, the collegiate votes, and this will probably always be a liberal state just for that reason, and it sucks because in the area I'm at, it's way more Republican. You know, it's a military town. We've got, I'm right next to the Marine Corps Air Base here, and there's Camp Pendleton. There's a Navy base out here. You know, so it's a military town for the most part, and it's mostly Republican, you know.
Yeah.
And
well, you know, a lot of those movie stars and all that, the only reason they vote for Democrats is because they're protecting their money and they're protecting the rich.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's bullshit, so.
Yeah. I'm a diehard Republican.
You and me both, yeah. My dad actually has been with, he was with Halliburton for about 17 years, and he just retired from Weatherford. He was in the oil business since I was 5, and I'm 40, so he's been doing it since. He moved us over to Egypt when I was 5. We lived there for 4 years, and he moved us to Kenya after that for a year. Then my parents separated, but he stayed over there, and he's actually back in the Middle East right now, retired, trying to get his own business going out there, so he just won't quit. But, I ran my regional track meet actually out in Odessa. I remember it was about 120 out on the field. It was so hot that you didn't sweat, just sweat evaporated right off of you.
Oh yeah, but you use that as a tool to lose weight. You know, you did good. I got there in the desert and it was at 115 degrees, and we were in our overalls and stuff. Yeah, it can get pretty nasty out there.
Shed your weight quick.
Yep.
What's that? Oh yeah, you gotta chug about 4 gallons of water. You don't even take a piss. It's crazy.
Yeah. All right, well, send that over to me. I'll take a look at it. It's really going to base on your interest rates and how much work. Because right now I can just call Montana Financial Commercial and tell them I need $100,000. They'll grant that to me in a day and a half.
Gotcha. Yeah, we can get your approval probably a little bit faster than that, maybe. I mean, at least a day and a half. But I want to make sure I can compete with costs and everything too. So I'm going to try to put my best foot forward and see what happens, man.
All right, let me know.
Thanks, Darren. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
You too.